Father, I also thank you for this time that we are here. Thank you that your Spirit is here. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as the one who teaches us, Lord. Our part to play in this is that we should be teachable, Holy Spirit. So I pray that we will be teachable this morning, that our hearts will be soft, Lord, that as we allow you to speak to us, Lord, that we should recognize that it is your love, because of your love, that you bring truth this morning to our lives, Lord. Because the truth will lead us to freedom. It will set us free, God. So I pray for each and everyone's mind. I pray, Lord, a calm over the area of our minds. I pray, Lord, that by your grace that we will be present, Father. We thank you for the power of your word. That your word is alive and it is active. And it gets straight to work when it goes out. Lord, we trust this morning not in human words of wisdom, God, but we trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. We trust in the power of your word. Father, I pray that you will bring great clarity to us this morning, that when we hear, we will start to apply. And then we will build on the rock in Jesus' name. And all God's kinders say, amen. As Jan mentioned, I'm going to share with you a principle or a law. It's sowing and reaping. And it's very basic, but it's very fundamental because it's easy to understand. It's not difficult to understand. It affects every area of our lives. There's a lot of reference to sowing and reaping. It's used in different contexts, but the one that I want to focus on, the one that I want to read this morning, the scripture is in Galatians 6. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to open it up. I will be flighting it on the screen here behind me. And the translation that I'm using is the ESV, the English Standard Version. I'm going to read from verse 7 to 9. So do not be deceived, it says in verse 7, or do not be misled. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So we see here Paul speaking to the Galatians, and we see there's sowing, and then it's followed by reaping. Quite easy to understand when we live in the Boland area. It's almost time. It's about a month or so, depending on the rain. Then the guys will start to plant or to sow. And it will be wheat and canola, especially towards Malmesbury, Durbanville, and Caledon's area. And so the farmers are preparing the soil for the seeds to go in. And we see that eventually after a few months, we see the green coming through. And around about November, the end of the year, we'll go into the harvest part again. So it's pretty easy. It says what we sow, we will reap. Okay, so if I take a wheat seed and I plant a wheat seed, what will grow from that seed? It's a wheat plant that will grow. You are clever this morning. Canola seed, I plant it, what will grow? Sure. I thought that was a difficult one. So clear, so easy to understand. What you sow, that you will reap. We read it sometimes very lightly. This is what we're sowing, that will be what we reap. But it starts with God is not. It said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. It means that we shouldn't think. If we think we will plant something and harvest something different, then we will be deceiving ourselves. That is at least one way to deceive yourself. You are clearly not deceived this morning. I said wheat, you said wheat. I said canola, you said canola. Very clever. The second thing is, so firstly we see it's what we are sowing. Exactly that we will reap as well. But the second part is where we are sowing. It says, it refers to two places here. One is the flesh and one is to the spirit. But this principle or law of sowing and reaping is a universal law. It's a universal law. So when I mentioned sowing and reaping, some of you might thought, or the thought that went through your mind was maybe finances. Something that you've heard before. And I want to tell you this morning that is true, but it's not limited to finances only. I want to broaden it out this morning, and I want to tell you it's applicable to every area of your life. It's this universal principle, what I sow, that I will reap. So if I think I might sow a wheat seed and I'm going to harvest tomatoes, I might think that. It's okay for me to think that, but that's not what's going to happen. The universal law says what I plant, that is what I will reap. So what is true and how easy it is to understand in the natural realm, equally true in the spirit realm. Just as true in the spirit realm, as easy it is to understand in the natural, it should be as easy to understand in the spirit as well. We should not think that we sow one thing in the spirit, we're going to harvest or reap something different. That's not how this law works. So the fact of the matter is that we are already sowing. Did you know that? Sometimes I think I need to sow this or I need to sow that, which is true. But the actual fact is I am already sowing. Tell the guy next to you, poke him, say, you are a sower. Yeah, you are sowing. So what am I sowing? What are we sowing? We are sowing our time. We are sowing our energy. We are sowing resources. What I listen to becomes a seed. What I speak, my words, becomes seed. What I look at through my eyes becomes seed. So we are sowing by default. So the more important question maybe to ask is, firstly, what am I sowing? What kind of seed? And the second one is, where am I sowing? So what am I sowing? And where am I sowing? And Niels touched especially to the end of the few weeks that he was discussing the parable of the sower. He ended up with speaking about the mind. In Romans 12, the renewal of the mind. So we know that popular verse, or familiar verse, it says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind. So the mind is really an important thing. I think Niels mentioned that as well, that in this time that we are living in, there's such an onslaught on the area of the mind. There's so much traffic going through our minds. And he just said a basic thing. Sometimes we don't even stop to think what we are thinking about. And I laughed at it, but that is true. We're just moving, and things are going in, things are going out, and we're not always aware of what is going in. And we spoke about the battle come out this morning, and there's definitely a battle or a war raging in the area of our mind. Who can relate to that? And that is very scriptural. Because in 2 Corinthians 10, I'm going to read it for us. As Paul is writing and is saying to the Corinthians that we are in a war. There's a war happening. All right? And then he gives some clues to where the war in this case is happening. It says from verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 6. It's also the ESV. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war. So we are waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. So Paul writes, he just confirms what we are saying now. He says, yes, there is a war. Another place he's writing, I think it's Ephesians, that says that our war is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. So there's also a different, or a same war, just a different location. But this time around, he says that this war is where there's arguments involved, opinions involved, and thoughts involved. Where do I find that? Between my ears. So he's talking about the area of the mind here. But these thoughts and these arguments and these opinions are being projected into our minds for a very specific purpose. They are not random. They have a purpose. What's the purpose? To be raised up against the knowledge of Christ. To become a stronghold in your thinking. That is the purpose of that. So we, on our part, should take action. Our action is to take captive those thoughts and bring them into obedience to Christ. You're following? You're with me? Amen? All right. So what I'm doing, I'm just highlighting that our mind is important. If we're talking about the renewal of our minds, because that is the way where we are, how we are transformed. One of the ways, and is by renewing our minds. And in our minds, as thoughts is generated, then it spills over into actions. So it starts with thoughts and then it goes over to actions in our life, and it ends up affecting the way we are living and the direction we are heading. It's really a powerful thing, is the area of the mind. So there's a contest happening there. And we've spoken about this battle, and there's weapons that we've received to pull down these strongholds that's formed. And I want to agree, I've spoken about this. A lot of the thoughts in our lives, in our minds, has a demonic nature. It's influenced by the demonic realm. And we can reject that. We can do that. We can bring it into obedience to Christ. We can do that. We need to be active with that. That is true. But this morning I want to add to that. Because a lot of the time we just point the finger at the enemy. And the enemy, which is true, a lot of the time it is his fault. He is putting things in our heads which we need to deal with, and we can reject that. But many thoughts in your life is actually a harvest of seeds that have been sown. Many thoughts that we are dealing with in our life is a result, a direct result of seeds that's been sown in the past. So what do I mean with that? Like I said previously, what we look at, what we watch, what we hear, those things causes thoughts to arise in our mind, and it becomes the seed that is sown in the area of our minds. So this is going to seem like a hard word from this point going forward, but it will end good. I believe that as we understand this and as we apply this to our lives, I've seen it in my own life, I've experienced this, and I believe there's a lot of breakthrough for many of you sitting here if we can see this through the eyes of sowing and reaping in our lives. All right, so I'm going to continue on that trend. If I spend a lot of my time watching programs on TV that I shouldn't be watching, that is going to become seed that I'm going to deal with later in my life, in a season a bit later. But it's not always. If I listen to things that I should not be listening to, in my conversations or music, I don't know if you've heard some of the music that's going around now. I put on the radio to distract my boy sometimes. But then I hear some of the songs going, and I'm like, wow, okay, I'll just leave it off rather. But the things they are singing, the words that we are listening, what we are hearing, that's entering our mind, it becomes seed in our lives. It produces a harvest in our lives. And but it's not always about sin or not sin. We need to understand the ways of the world. There's thinking patterns. There's ways in which the world operates, in which the world thinks. And that is the opinions. That is the arguments. That is the thoughts that is being projected into the area of our mind as we listen to things, as we watch things. And I want to testify, or maybe it's not a testimony. You can decide. Maybe it's just a story. But at a certain point a while back, my wife, she won't mind me telling this, but we were looking for a lekker serious bikkie man, so bikkie cake. A bit of lammet uit. Ons wil net so ietsie kyk, net kalies. Nee, dat jy dit kyk jy, ek sê maar net. And when we were searching, obviously the list gets a bit shorter once you pull a line through the ones, the obvious ones in terms of the sex and nudity and the language and stuff. And eventually we found one that was nice to watch. And we were excited. It's about a law firm. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. And yeah, it's about a law firm, and it was really interesting to me. And they highlight certain characters, and some of them gets more airtime than others. But as we get to know them or got to know them, we started to like it more. It was funny. It was witty. And it was a secular environment. Obviously, it's a law firm, and I don't know if it's New York or wherever it is, but they were going to court and having court cases, and in those court cases, there was always arguing who's right and who's wrong. That's pretty much what lawyers most of the time. Any lawyers here? Yeah, they do that. They show who's right and who's wrong. And as we were watching that, I loved it. And I spent more time watching this. And more of them, and more and more. And eventually, after a few weeks, I think it was the Holy Spirit, but I started to realize that the way that I engage with people, something has changed. I wanted to prove myself right sometimes. And I went into arguments when I normally would withdraw. I started to argue. I wanted to show I'm right. Suddenly, ambition arose in my thoughts, longing for things, to pursue things that normally I didn't. But there was this urge for me to start to pursue those things. I wanted to be successful in worldly ways or worldly terms. And it was strange. I maybe had one of the moments where I actually thought what I was thinking. And thinking, maybe it's like Bill Johnson said. And I wondered how did I end up thinking in this way? Or where is this desires coming from? And the Lord or the Holy Spirit showed me, he pointed to what I'm watching is seed that I am harvesting right now in my life. And that series was clean in the sense that there's no obvious sinful things that they say or whatever, what they do. But it's still a worldly thing. And it's still producing worldly thinking patterns. And it's projecting over the things of the world and the ways of the world. And now you're thinking, wow, may we never ever watch anything again. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm also watching movies still. But I want us to take note that we must not think what we sow, that we will not start to reap that in our lives. God is not mocked. And Paul refers to to something in I think it's in Corinthians. He says that everything is lawful to me, everything is permissible to me, but not all things edify. Not all things are beneficial. Not all things build up. And I think I find myself a lot of the time, I'm between right and wrong. Can I watch this? And it goes on in the terms are if it's right or it's wrong. But I think that's a better way to start to look at it. To see if I'm going to spend my time on this, if I'm going to spend my energy, whatever I'm going to spend on this, is it going to be beneficial? Is it going to be building up my life or my thought life in this case? And I want to read the Galatians 6 again. It's again from 7 to 9. But this time around, I want to read from the New Living Translation. I will put it on the, or it will be on the screen. And it just shows a slight different angle, or it puts it in a different way. It says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. And the Lord is pushing, I think, in intercession, especially the last few months. It's just, I think it's because he's teaching us the ways of the kingdom, and he's pressing on us the importance of the renewal of our mind. That's the way that we're transformed. But if we talk about the renewal of our minds, which is here, what I just mentioned is counterproductive for that to happen. It's counterproductive. It's slowing down that process. It's like sowing a seed of wheat with one hand and then take weeds on the other hand and I'm sowing it with them. They're going to choke the word of God in our lives. And this is powerful. It's like the first thing I said was that when we put on the garment of praise, it's a choice that we make. Sowing and reaping is also a choice that we make. It's a choice that we make. Where do I sow? What do I sow? And what we can do in our lives is we can look currently. How is my thought life going? What's happening in my thought life? And the harvest that I'm reaping now is a result of seeds that I've been sowing. That's as easy as that. If I want to change the harvest, if I want to reap differently, I must sow differently. It's easy. If I want a different harvest, I should sow differently. Amen? And this is just something that I took and just shed a bit of light on our thought life and how sowing and reaping influences that. But it is so with all the areas of our lives. It says, whatever a man sows. So if we can go through the list, it's going to be long. But if we sow selfishness, we will reap selfishness. If we sow unkindness, we will reap unkindness. If we sow mercy, we will reap mercy. If we sow joy, we will reap joy. The Amplified Version says, you will reap exactly what you sow. So the truth is, it's a bit of a difficult situation. You're thinking, wow, I haven't been sowing that good the last few weeks. And you're harvesting now. And how do I change that? Unfortunately, there's some things you're going to bear the consequences of because we have been sowing. But the good news is I can change where I'm going to harvest in the next season. I'm going to change what I'm going to harvest in the next season by amending the way in which I sow. Which is also true of sowing and reaping, is it is impossible to to reap where I haven't planted. I cannot reap, I cannot harvest if I haven't actually placed a seed in a certain area. And one of the words that also came out in the beginning of the year, I think it was, that it's going to be a year of fruitfulness. And I want to agree with that word. And the Lord is, through what Niels and Jan shared at the beginning of the year, He was showing us the way to fruitfulness. We were dealing with our hearts and the condition of our hearts. And this time around, it's just another thing that's being added, another key to be fruitful in our lives. That as I look throughout my life, as I almost assess the different areas of my life, what am I harvesting? I can determine what I've been sowing or where I've been sowing. So if I want change in areas of my life, if I want to see growth, if I want to see a harvest in my marriage, I will have to sow into that. And I'll have to sow good seeds into that. I will have to take time. Because sowing is work. It's advanced these days. They have these big planters and pretty much it runs on the GPS. But somebody needs to sit in that thing and plant the seeds that will eventually come the harvest. So it takes time. But the truth is that this, in the time we are living in, we want everything easy and we want it now. That's not how sowing and reaping works. It takes time for us to sow. But the thing is, what we can know with as sure as I plant a seed outside and there will arise a plant from that seed, as sure is it true in the spirit. What I sow, what I spend my time, how I invest in that, I will harvest in that area. So I want to encourage you this morning that God will give us almost grace just to get to a point and have a look and say, what am I harvesting maybe? And where's the barren places in my life? Where's the places where there's no harvest or very little harvest? Or where's very little fruitfulness? And as I go through my life, I look at my intimacy with God, maybe. I may be looking at my prayer life. I just may be looking at relationships with my wife, maybe, or just godly relationships. And I want to see growth in that area. I want to reap in that area. Start to sow in that area. If we start to sow differently today, in the future, I will reap differently than what I'm doing today. And this sounds very simple because it is very simple. I wanna end off with a testimony of my own life. God works through seasons, and some of them are easy, and we are flourishing and we are bearing a lot of fruit. And some of the seasons are dry seasons. God takes us through the wilderness, the desert times, and like Jesus, He was pushed out. The Holy Spirit drove Him into the wilderness. It's a violent thing, and the word that describes that is it's casting, like casting out a demon. It's the same word that's used there. It's driven into the desert times, and as I was going through this, it's almost like my oxygen was cut off in terms of spiritually my intimacy with God. It wasn't a sudden thing. It was progressively. As time went by, little by little, I started to lose my hunger for God. I started to lose my passion for God and the things of God. And even eventually I realized that my thoughts and my the things that I wanted to pursue, the desires of my life, started to change. It became more about me, what I want to achieve, and eventually I realized, wow, how did I end up at this place? The way that I ended up there was just a lack of not sowing. I was just reaping at that time. I wasn't sowing to the Spirit. And what is sowing to the Spirit? How do I sow to the Spirit? It's spending time with God. It's spending time in His Word. It's meditating on the Word of God. It's spending time in worship. It's spending time in godly fellowship. It is pursuing the leading of the Holy Spirit. When He prompts you to do something and you respond on that, that is sowing to the Spirit. From that you will reap a harvest. And as I was in that state at the time, I realized I wanted to go back to what I had previously. I wanted to be hungry for God. I wanted to be on fire for God. I wanted to have a passion for the things of the kingdom. But I couldn't get myself just back into that. It wasn't a switch that you can put on again. And the Lord brought this thing and He put it before me. He said, it's sowing and reaping. And many times we can use spiritual discipline as an example. And it is, there is such a thing. And it is important, for sure. But I would prefer looking at it as sowing and reaping. Because sowing sometimes isn't something that I want to do. But if I want that harvest, it's something that I do with the surety, as it is in the natural, that these farmers that's going to plant in a short while, they are sure they will harvest. That we will be sure, if I start to sow to the Spirit, you will reap to the Spirit, of the Spirit, eternal life. And by God's grace, I started to make small investments at a time. You know, I wasn't feeling it. Emotionally, I wasn't less for it. I wasn't feeling it. But I was making a choice on a universal principle, on the principle and the law, a godly one, that if I sow, I will reap. God is not mocked. And I came to realize that it takes time. It says it in Galatians. Here, the last verse, it says that let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And keeping that before me, knowing it takes time from sowing to harvest, but that we should not give up, that we should continue to do good, that we should continue to sow to the flesh, and that from that we will reap. We will reap a harvest. Sorry, what did I say something? Yo. Like snake off. We sow to the Spirit, and from that we'll reap eternal life. And it's not something that we want to hear always. We're in a time where we want instant changes. I want it now. I want to change now. You know, transformation, that word they use, we've said it many times, it's the one of metamorphosis. It's the one from a worm to a skoenlapperkie, a butterfly. And it's a process for that to happen. It doesn't happen like that. It takes time. And it's the same with sowing and reaping. But what I want to encourage you with this morning, this principle is true. And if we can come to a point through the busyness of our lives and assess our lives and say, wow, where is the areas? Where are the areas that I want to grow in? I can make a choice, not based on what I'm feeling at. I can make a choice on the principle of God and say, I'm going to sow into that area. There's no other way. It may be little by little, but eventually fruit will come from that what we plant. Father, we thank you for this time together, Lord, this morning. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you spoke to us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that there's grace available for us, Lord. Your grace that is supernatural, Lord, supernatural empowerment is available to us, Lord. Father, as a house and as individuals this morning, we want to declare, Lord, that we want to be a fruitful people, God. We want to bear much fruit, God, that brings glory to the Father. Father, this morning you just showed us an ancient principle, very basic, very clear. But it says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap. Father, I pray that by your grace, that you will empower us to start sowing to the Spirit, God. You say, from the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. That there will be life for us. Father, I pray for choices day by day. Each day we are harvesting, but we are also sowing. Father, I pray that today we'll start to make choices of sowing to the Spirit. Father, I pray that our lives will not rest on our emotions. The decisions that we make will not rest on our emotions, what we are feeling, but that it will be based on the principles of God and the Word of God. Father, may it be so that in a few weeks from now even, in a few months from now, as we make amendments, God, where we sow, as we sow differently, Lord, by your grace, that we'll start to see fruit in areas of our lives where we haven't seen fruit for a long time. Father, I thank you that, Holy Spirit, that you will convict us moments when we want to sow to the flesh, Lord. Moments when we feel weak, God, that we'll confess that weakness to you, Lord. You say, in our weakness, your strength is made perfect, Father. That in those moments, God, you'll give us the strength, you'll give us the grace to put it off, to walk away in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there is such a thing as a renewal of the mind. It's not a myth. It's not out there. It's something that you command us. Be transformed by the renewal of our mind. Lord, we want to declare this morning, we want to be renewed in the area of our minds because we want to be transformed into the image of Christ. Father, I want to pray for our thought lives. Father, I want to pray that by your grace, we will be able to take thoughts captive, Lord, and bring them to the obedience of Christ. In the name of Jesus. That we will reject, Father, thoughts that is not of you. Opinions, arguments that is not like the ways of the kingdom. Thank you that you are teaching us your ways, Lord. And I pray that we will walk in your ways as we go forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to bless everyone that is here today. Even the ones that's not here. Father, I thank you for this faith community. Lord, we thank you that you've added to your house. Lord, that you are truly building your church, God. And that the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. God, thank you that you are calling a people to arise and shine. For our light has come. Father, thank you that you are breaking darkness everywhere in this valley, Lord. And we're going to see your kingdom advance in each and every area. Lord, I thank you that you are sending out the laborers as well. This morning we want to put up our hands as laborers as well into your kingdom, into your harvest fields in the name of Jesus. So I want to release, God, your children, your saints this morning as sent ones and commission them into the world to be sight, salt, and to be light, God, so that people will taste and see that you are truly good in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's kinders say, Amen.